Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Giants.com. I am John Schmelk. He is Paul Dottino, mandatory minicamp day number two. And, Paul, yesterday it looked like the offense was starting to come along a little bit, learning this Ben McAdoo system.
Yeah, one of the things that Eli was telling us is that he does think the tempo is getting better. Guys seem to be a little bit quicker up at the line, a little quicker with their reads, a little quicker with their reactions. So there's no doubt it's better than it was even in the OTAs just a couple of weeks ago, John.
And here's more from Eli on the Giants learning that new offense.
I think we did a pretty good job today. I thought the tempo was good. It was hot, a lot of plays. But we had a good tempo, and feel a little bit more confident with everything that's going on, with the adjustments, with the changing of the plays. Everything's happening a little bit quicker, so I think that's positive.
But, Paul, the bad news is that Eli was without one of his wide receivers. Odell Beckham Jr. played in individuals in practice yesterday, but not in any of the team portions. What's the prognosis?
Well, they're really not worried right now because it's still only June, John. But at the same time, Tom Coughlin says you'd like to get him out there. He's doing all the film work. He's doing all the study and all the book work. But it's not the same as being out on the field. And the Giants would like to get him out there as soon as possible. This hammy thing is nothing to be worried about. At least they don't think so. The good news is Reuben Randle caught the touchdown pass on the bomb, on the goal route, and they want to see him explode for some more scores.
Very quickly, Paul, one other injury I want to touch on. Chris Snee, who's been fighting back from both hip and elbow injuries, apparently trying to get a little flare-up in that elbow to calm down a little bit. Doesn't look like he's going to work the rest of this week.
No, in fact, Tom Coughlin said they really just want to manage him carefully. And Chris himself said, he was only down about 275 last year. Now he's up to about 300 again. He's trying to put weight and bulk back on it so he can get over 300. So when the season starts, he's the Chris Snee of old.
Stay tuned to Giants.com for the rest of today for coverage of the second day of mandatory minicamp. Big Blue Kickoff Live comes away at 9:30. Lance Minow and I take your calls, and then we'll have the highlights from practice, we'll have the play of the day, and everything from the locker room with the media interviewing the players and head coach Tom Coughlin addressing the media as well. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. Enjoy your day.